Hi, and welcome to this month's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast, Nursing Edition. Once a month, sister publications Cure Magazine and Oncology Nursing News will come together for a podcast on topics that affect both cancer survivors and oncology nurses. Today we'll hear from Harding Cranford, an oncology nurse at the Levine Cancer Institute. After being inspired by one of her patients, Harding started the Bravery Bags program in her institution, where community members help to create care packages for people undergoing cancer treatment. Harding said the program has made people a little more empathetic while brightening patients' days.
Can you just tell me a little bit about how you got into the field of oncology nursing to begin with?
I was actually a teacher for 9 years, a public school teacher. And I went back to school. I felt a calling, for lack of a better explanation, to nursing. And so I went back to school. And while I was in nursing school, I got lucky and landed a job as a tech in the hospital. And it just happened to be on an oncology floor. And so when I graduated nursing school, they hired me on as a nurse, and I've just kind of stayed there. And it's never somewhere I thought I would want to work, that realm of nursing. I always wanted to deliver babies or take care of kids, like I think every nurse does in nursing school. But I started as a nursing aide and then just got hired on as a nurse and have stayed in the field since.
So we get that a lot from a lot of our readers and from our writers, that people say to them who aren't in oncology nursing, oh my gosh, your job must be so depressing, or how did you end up here? What would kind of be your response to people who say comments like that? And do you ever get comments like that?
I do all the time. And I'll be honest with you, I think that there is a lot of truth to that. I think that there are depressing days. I think that there are depressing cases that you deal with. But I think the opposite is also true. I think there's a lot of joyful days, and I think there's a lot of things to celebrate as well. So I think it depends on perspective, you know, each nurse's perspective. I think you can find things to celebrate, even if it's, you know, the little things for one patient one day. If they have their labs drawn and they don't have to receive blood, or, you know, their labs are good enough to get chemo treatment today, then you can celebrate that. I mean, it's truly like a one day at a time field, I think. So I mean, if somebody says that to me, I tell them that it is difficult, but, you know, we see a lot of good things too. So it's all about the way you look at it.
So speaking of people improving their days, you started this program called Bravery Bags. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I took care of a patient. His name was Chris Covington, and I can tell you that now safely because he's no longer with us. But he was a leukemia patient, and he came in for his first chemo treatment, and he was nervous, and he was scared, and a little bit angry at life and the situation. But I took care of him his first treatment, and we kind of bonded. We had been through very different life experiences, and we had very different backgrounds, but it was interesting because we immediately clicked. And I think that that's the cool thing about these patients, is they all experience similar emotions, you know, fear and denial and anger and happiness when things do go well. So he and I kind of clicked, and I continued to take care of him over the years. And so I kind of got to know about his story and his life, and he just had the roughest upbringing ever. He was a foster child. He was in and out of foster homes. He went into the Army at 18 and became an Army Ranger. He was divorced. His son overdosed and passed away before he did. I mean, it was just one thing after another, but he was so brave throughout the whole treatment course. Even when bad things were happening, his chemo wasn't working, or he got bad lab results, or when his son passed away while he was getting chemo, he remained brave. I mean, he stayed somewhat positive. You know, everybody has their off days, but he remained appreciative and so grateful for everybody that took care of him and how they treated him. And so one day I was just thinking, you know, we need to do something. I want to do something to give these patients Just some encouragement. I mean, and to let people, let the patients know that people outside of this place are thinking about them and are inspired by them. Cause I don't think that a lot of the public understands what they go through. You know, some of our hematology patients are there 2 and 3 times a week, getting labs drawn, getting poked and prodded and nauseous, and they're in pain. So I just wanted people to know it was kind of a twofold purpose. I wanted to encourage the patients and let them know that people outside of the facility were thinking about them and encouraged by them, how brave they were. And then it was also kind of a way to educate people that weren't super familiar with cancer and the treatment that the patients go through. So it's been eye-opening for them, I think, because they've learned how much our sweet patients go through.
So what kind of advice would you give to perhaps another oncology nurse who wants to start a program like this, wants to, you know, go above and beyond as you did to help the patients and help the communities? Like, what's the crucial first step?
I would say follow your gut. I had this idea in the back of my head for several months, and I kind of pushed it aside and thought, oh, that can't happen. This is going to be too much work. You're too sensitive. These people are okay. And then it finally just, I was like, you know what? I've got to follow through with this. So that would be my first piece of advice. Follow your gut. If there's something you want to do to help somebody or extend kindness to someone, do it. Don't worry about it being too tough. Don't worry about what people will think. And then I would say start small. You know, we began by kind of matching someone outside the hospital to a patient. We didn't give any patient identifiers or anything like that, but I would tell a friend or a family member, hey, I have a patient who is in her 30s and she has children and she is really having a hard time because she's inpatient getting a bone marrow transplant. And one of my friends or family would make a bag for her. So we started small by matching person, you know, donor to recipient. So that would be another piece of advice. I think instead of trying to start with 200 bags, we started just with a handful. And it grew from there.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about how the program has grown since you first started it.
So we started, let's see, I think we started off with just, I mean, a handful of that, probably 20 to 25 bags. And when I was at work for a couple of weeks, I would just jot down the names of patients who I thought could benefit. Through treatment, I'd gotten to know things that they were struggling with, whether it was Chris and his son dying, things like that, that they were experiencing either at the hospital or outside of the hospital, whether it was family struggles, emotional struggles, physical struggles that they were going through because of treatment. So I took that list and just kind of reached out to folks, made a Facebook group and just asked people, you know, I didn't say names or specific ages or anything, but I just said, you know, I have this patient. Would you be interested in making something? And nobody's ever turned me down. People are very interested and eager to help. So it started small with a few matches person to person, and then it turned into, hey, well, my church wants to do 20 bags, or my family, an extended family, want to do 10 bags. So it grew into large portions and giving people a large number of bags. We've had some church groups do 50 at a time and bring them in. Other groups have done 30 and brought them in. There's patients who have, I guess, graduated per se. They've gone into remission and they reach out and they'll create bags, or they'll mail me things to put in the bags for the patients, including like notes about their own experience and what they went through and what encouraged them. But it grew from a handful of local people in the Charlotte area to, I mean, there's people in New York and California who've shipped things to me and shipped boxes full of stuff for bags. So it's pretty inspiring.
So it sounds like there's a major community aspect to the Bravery Bags altogether. You have church groups and families and friends and people from all over the country who want to contribute. Can you tell me a little bit about the importance just of community in the cancer space and how oncology nurses can kind of help facilitate that?
I think, like I mentioned earlier, I don't think a lot of people, if you've had a family member or a friend go through this experience, then you do know what they endure and what they have to put up with on a day-to-day basis, and the emotional and the physical toll. But I think a lot of people don't understand, and so I think that the community getting involved has helped. I mean, basically, it's helped people become more empathetic to their experience, to what them and their families go through. And I think it's, you know, I kind of see that as my job to, I guess, to educate the public and to educate donors that create the bags and explain what they're going through and what they could use and what they could contribute to their bag to just help them feel better, brighten their day a little.
No, overall, I think that's really such a great and inspiring thing that you're doing. Is there anything else that you want to mention or that you want to talk about?
No, I mean, I'm just so excited. I think it's been, selfishly, it's been a very encouraging experience for me to see the outpouring of support from people. I mean, they want to help. They want to give. And I feel like in this day and age, you know, you don't see it all the time. People are more self-centered. So it's nice to see so many people wanting to reach out and wanting to touch another person through doing something that might seem small, but it's big to the patient. I think probably over 400 bags have been given out now, so that's kind of cool. And I did get a chance to tell before Chris, the patient that, you know, inspired the whole project, before he died, I got a chance to tell him that over 100 bags had been given out because of him. So I think he was pretty happy about that.
Tune in next month for the next nursing edition of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Check us out at onknursingnews.com and never miss a beat in the field of oncology nursing.